Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a place where you can go and find lots of stuff there, including the body of work that our good buddy Don Cooper has deposited with us over the years. So I encourage you to check it out, and all the other things that are there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You can check out our blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. You can check out our poll question. We ask a different question every week. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. So check that out. All that's right there on the homepage. All of it revolves off of the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don Cooper is here. He's the author of many books. He is the sales heretic. And you got a new book coming out on prospecting, Don. I can't wait for that to come out.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, let us know when that's ready. And they can find you at doncooper.com, can't they?
Correct.
And you talk, you do a lot of keynote speeches. You do a lot of training, a lot of helping people put their best foot forward in the marketplace, especially in the area of customer service. So yeah. What are some of the other things that we need to know about good customer service?
Well, it's one thing to focus on the physical needs, and that's something that a lot of businesses do pretty well, but they don't realize there are the emotional needs as well. You can solve a customer's physical problem, and they can still be unhappy, because if you don't deal with the emotional issues, they're going to walk out and never come back. There are 7 emotional needs every customer has. Every customer wants to feel welcomed. Mm-hmm. Every customer wants to feel smart. Every customer wants to feel comfortable. Every customer wants to feel confident. Every customer wants to feel important. Every customer wants to feel respected. And finally, the one we started out with, everyone wants to feel appreciated. So as a small business owner, you and your people need to make your customers feel all 7 of these ways.
What a great thing. What a great laundry list. What a great track to run on. I mean, folks, write that down. Folks, get your pens ready. Right? If you're driving, you know, call somebody on the phone and tell them to write this down for you. Welcome, smart, comfortable, confident, important, respected, appreciated.
Absolutely. Those now, are 7 key emotions.
You know, any business owner could take those 7 ideas, those 7 emotions, and have a training meeting themselves without any help.
Absolutely.
And you know what I'd say? I'd say, look, I mean, let me ask you a question. Is it not reasonable that depending on how the call goes, how the visit with the customer goes, that you might be able to get 3 or 4 of the out of 7 easy, and maybe you'd have to work a little harder for the others?
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't matter to us as long as you're touching. But I'm telling you, now when I on that call, purchase I made yesterday, I felt welcome. The guy was nice. Respected, appreciated, and confident. I don't think I felt any of the others. I only felt welcome.
Probably not, and that's all too common.
Now, maybe confident. I'm going to give him confident because he did have something that I needed, and he did sell me what I was willing to buy. So okay. I'm going to give him. He got 2 out of 7, and it still left me wanting.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to be able to hit 5 or 6 of these 7 at least.
Yeah.
Preferably all 7, and it can be
four,
done.
Four is like threshold. 4 is like minimum.
Yeah. Sit down with your team and go over these 7 things and have your team brainstorm, okay, well, what can we do to make customers feel welcomed? What can we do to make our customers feel smart? What can we do to make our customers feel important? And part of that might simply be figuring out, okay, well, how can we prevent them from feeling that they're unwelcome? You know, if you've got people who are talking on the phone while ignoring customers, they don't feel welcomed or important.
Mm-hmm.
So what things are we as a company doing that are contrary to these seven things? Mm-hmm. What are we doing to make customers feel they're not being respected or not being appreciated?
Right.
If we can at least stop doing those, we'll be ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, and see, the thing is, and again, I'm going to use this guy as an example. He was very nice. He mm-hmm. was very friendly. He was very helpful. But he didn't, you know, he didn't wrap it up. All, you know what? He could have been a hero by just saying thank you.
Yeah. That's two of the most important words anybody in sales can use. Thank you. Thank
right.
you for coming. Thank you for calling. Thank you for your business. And saying it, actually saying it, as opposed to having it printed on a sign somewhere or having it on a voicemail recording. You know, actually saying thank you. What's even better is when you can show your customers that you appreciate them.
How would that work?
Going beyond saying thank you to giving them something as a gift, whether mm-hmm. that is some kind of a bonus or an mm-hmm. upgrade or a free sample of something else. Or
how about this? Hey, listen, thank you for your business. I appreciate you coming in. Here's a certificate. Next time you come in, we're going to give you $5 off.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
Or a loyalty card.
Anything.
Or
yeah.
something. Anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be big. It doesn't need to be all the time.
Just a thought.
A little something to
it's
show
a thought.
That we really value you.
Welcome, smart, comfortable, confident, important, respected, appreciated. I wrote it down, folks. Did you? Don Cooper, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back. I promise.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was her.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.